My best time as it was when I was a cadet.
I think the first thing as you must be strong. Because if you are not strong, you will not be able to cope.
Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the program Life at Sea. My name is Hope Orivri. For today we'll be speaking with Captain Adeola Premio, who will share with us his own experience of life at sea. Captain Adeola, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So share with us a life at sea experience. We know you're a master mariner, you are a former president of the Nigerian Association of Master Mariners, and you were also director of safety at NIMASA. So share with us a life at sea experience. But I also want you to share with us coping skills that seafarers can run with while they are at sea. But first, share with us a life at sea experience.
Thank you very much. You know, most of us who went to sea from Nigeria, we left when we were maybe just under 20 years or early 20s. During that period, you can imagine young people, suddenly you have to go to the UK, face the weather there. Then after some time, you are posted to a ship. And when you get to the ship now, you now find entirely different life completely. Again, too, you are with people that you don't even know what at all. That's like a culture shock on its own. Because in my own case now, I schooled in Lagos. I come from Oyo State. In Oyo State, where I came from, we didn't have any river or sea. So it was by providence that I actually went to sea. But the thing is that when you now get to sea, and the pressure for you to succeed will be the one that will drive you to be able to cope. It seems very challenging because when you just join and then as soon as the ship sails, you find yourself, suddenly you find yourself that the ship is at sea. And I'm beginning to now face the challenges of the sea itself. When I first went to sea, it was during the winter time in Europe. You can imagine the cold. It was very cold and you have to now kit yourself properly. While you are kitted, as cadets in those days, you are treated like the ratings on the ship. So you have to be doing the work of ratings because you need to know what the ratings do before you become an officer. So if you don't have that focus that I'm going to be a cadet for a period of time, it's okay for me to, whatever is thrown at me, I just have to take it because after 12 months, you are no more doing that type of job. You become an officer.
But how tough was that phase being on board?
That cadetship phase was very tough. The good thing was for us was that the cadets were not alone on board. Maybe you can have about 4 cadets on the ship. So that made it easy for us because you can now have our own mates to be friends with, and then even your cabins, you are 2 in your cabin, so you can pass time. And those days, I mean, we were still young now. We took it with so much to heart. I find the period very, very interesting too, because we are there to learn new things, experience new things. When we arrive in ports, we go out, have a good time in town, and then come back to the ship and all that. It was a very good time for us. I would say that, as far as personally concerned,
yes,
my best time as it was when I was a cadet.
Okay.
Because it was the best period of my entire career.
Okay, can you share with us how that prepared you for your later life at sea as a mariner?
At that time, we go to the ship with what you call a cadet record book. And that record book, you are given all the tasks that you have to go through before you go back to the college. So, which means that every day we have one thing or the other to do. And that drove most of us that we are trying to make sure that before we finish that period at sea as cadet, we must complete each task that was in our record book. And believe me, in those days, we were lucky that we had very, very experienced senior officers, Nigerian officers, that were guiding us through all those things that we were supposed to learn on the ship. Unlike what is happening today, where unfortunately for us, our cadets don't have good mentorship and they don't have the ships to go on board. Those of us that went through the cadetship properly and you were able to complete all the tasks in our record book, you feel so confident after that you can do any job on the ship because you have gone through it yourself. Not that you are not serious, because our chief officers, second officers, and third officers, they made sure that all those tasks that we were supposed to accomplish, we did them before they signed.
That's mentorship.
Mentorship, yes.
Okay, from that experience that you had through that period and how it led you through your life at sea as a master mariner, what 3 key notes would you want any young seafarer to hold on to and work with?
I think the first thing is that you must be strong. Because if you are not strong, you will not be able to cope. Even though I said that I had the best time as a cadet, if you are not a strong person, you cannot be at sea because there's so much challenging. Because if you think, for instance, now you've left your family at home, they're just on the ship. Those days, we didn't even have GSM, nothing like that. So it's only when we get to port that you can reach your family. The second point is that you have to be very, very disciplined. It's very easy on the ship that you get carried away. Because those days, things were very easy. Unlike now that there's no alcohol on the ship. In those days, there were a lot of alcohol on the ship. Even as cadets that you were not allowed to drink, the officers will assist us in getting drinks. So if you are not focused, then you end up getting yourself into bad company. The third one is that you must have something ahead of you. That, oh, this is what I want to be.
Vision.
You must have a vision. Oh, I'm here now. I don't want to give up. Because some of our colleagues, they gave up because they couldn't cope with it. So you have to be very, very determined that, and have vision that I'm looking forward to becoming a second officer in about 3 years' time or 4 years' time. That one drives you. When there are issues, you just take it this way, that way, and continue to follow through.
Yeah. Okay, now, in all the years that you served at sea as a mariner, what one thing readily comes to mind that suits you all the time, you remember it?
Is when you are doing a job and you are on top of that job that you are doing. It gives you so much satisfaction.
Yeah. Okay.
As a third officer, as a second officer, as a chief officer, and as a master on the ship, I was so confident of myself that I was on top of that job. I had that confidence that, look, I could do this job. I'll give you an example. When I finished my first examination to become a third officer on the ship, the result had not come out, and I was posted on the ship to be a fourth officer. While I was there, the company posted another third officer to the ship, a person that was already qualified. Meanwhile, I was in the third officer's cabin, staying there, even though I had not got my certificate. So the captain now asked me, I said, oh, I should move out from the person that just said, look, why should I move? I'm just expecting my result now. Why should I leave the cabin? Because I was sure that I had passed the exam and I would soon get the result. The following week, the result came. I'm not sure many officers today who have that confidence to say, look, I'm on top of my game.
Thank you so much, Captain Olokpenyo. It's a nice one speaking with you and you sharing this beautiful experience of life at sea. Thank you so much. Yes, listeners, thank you so much for being with us at this edition of the program Life at Sea. And we spoke with Captain Ade Olokpenyo. We do hope that you follow us again as we return next time on the program Life at Sea.